Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
It is time to welcome our visitor. It's Anne Groundsell from the Veterans Craft Lounge. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Can you speak up a little?
Yes, of course. And I'll come a bit closer as well.
Yes, please. Now, Anne, you're doing some fabulous work at the Veterans Craft Lounge. Do you want to tell us about it?
Well, we're a very, very new enterprise. We're part of the Veterans Hub, which was set up by Dale Hillier, who is a local veteran. And he has sort of worked tirelessly for the past 4 years to actually help veterans on the Isle of Wight. We have around about 14% of the total Isle of Wight population is veteran. And then you've got associated family members. You've also got working veterans. Well, I wouldn't say veterans. They're actually serving members of the armed forces. We also help look after emergency service workers as well. So we run sort of blue light afternoons on a Thursday, which is really popular. But the Craft Lounge itself, we opened 10 weeks ago. And the idea was that we're providing a free service, which is run on donations. So anybody who actually works there and facilitates arts and crafts are volunteers, and it's to help veterans, emergency service workers, their families and the general public as well, to come and relax, help with mental health issues. So there is a big, medical foundation where people find that using arts and crafts especially can actually help with things like depression, anxiety, PTSD. We're building a community. We don't have a huge space, so we normally have a maximum of 10 people who can come in. But the idea is that it's intimate and you feel nice and safe. Everybody who comes into us talk about how nice and relaxed they feel and the fact that they don't feel uncomfortable. They can talk freely and everything. We do sort of, we sort of have some guidelines where we actually say what is talked about within the lounge remains within the lounge.
Of course.
Because, you know, if you're ex-military, you might want to talk about your time in Afghanistan or Northern Ireland or Iraq or somewhere. And we want them to be able to talk about it freely without being feel judged or somebody sort of saying, oh, I'm not very happy about what you did. We want our veterans and emergency service workers to actually feel safe within that space. So that's the sort of basis of us. We do a variety of therapeutic arts. I did actually bring along some examples, and these are based on something called neurographic art, where it helps you sort of get out of your headspace and rebuilds neuron pathways. So it sort of makes you park your problems in one area and sort of reopens another area so that you feel a lot more relaxed by the end of a session. And most of our veterans, including our gentlemen who come along, who are a little bit reluctant because they feel art isn't for them, they're quite surprised when you don't have to be an artist to do it. So there's no prescribed format to how you actually do the art in there. And we also run craft sessions as well. So we do macrame. We have a little group called Nimble Fingers who actually work outside our lounge, who do knitting and crochet, and it's really popular. So they meet in the local cafe at the co-op and then bring back their numbers so that we know how many people are actually attending. We will do things like I'm just trying to think what we do. Needle felting. Ooh. Slow stitching, which is something so you don't even have to know how to use a needle or embroider, so that you just get your headspace into somewhere different.
Yes.
And it's fun.
And that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, the pictures you've brought, absolutely fantastic. And, you know, that you've brought one. It's very difficult to describe things on radio, I know, if you can't see the pictures. However, there's one, it's like a watercolour background with some drawings on the front. That one mm-hmm. is just so beautiful. It says something to me.
Yes, so this particular piece of art that Kitty's talking about is based on abstract watercolours. So don't have to actually know how to use watercolour. It's basically we paint bottle lids, just drinking cups, and we paint the edge with watercolour and we just plonk it onto the paper. Then we splatter on paint. And then when person who's doing it is actually happy with that baseline bit of art, and we call it art loosely because there's no prescription to it, and then they doodle over it, and the doodling can be subtle or it can be really complex. And again, it's sort of putting the bad vibes in your head onto paper and pushing them away. So the idea is you come out with a piece of art that makes you feel good that you've actually thought through a process, but without having to be told you must do it this way. Mm-hmm. And I think, I'm sure that both of you would agree that when you went to school, the teachers at school would decide whether you could be an artist or not.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's one of the saddest things in our community nowadays. Art isn't seen as a really important part of mental well-being and mental health and that sort of positivity. So I'm into this sort of, let's just do it, we'll dig in, we'll scribble and we'll have fun.
It's almost like they're saying that the teachers used to put a limitation on you.
Yeah, definitely.
Whereas we are unlimited. We can do, you know, it's not for anybody else to say to us, you can't do that. It's like, well, I'm going to have a go at it. Yeah. And if it's not as good as Picasso's, who cares? This is my particular work and I'm happy with it.
And that's the thing, isn't it? Because it's such a personal thing.
Yeah.
What your teacher may have liked is not something that may float your boat, if you know what I mean. But to do something like this is just, not just therapeutic, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It is. And to go into a space, I think that's, you were saying that they feel very comfortable. I think it's because they understand each other.
Yes, very much so.
More than anybody else, they understand each other. And, but general public who think that they know, you know, for all the best word in the world, will sort of offer opinions and, you know, shoulders and everything, but they've not been there. They've not lived that life. They've not walked in their shoes. And it does provide that support that we can't.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I think, that unless you've actually been there, done it and worn the t-shirt, you can't go and say, oh, I understand about being in a theatre of war. As a veteran's wife, and there's lots of us out there and there's lots of veterans' partners as well, we actually have to deal with the fallout when they... Well, those who are still serving, we have to deal with the problems that they come home with. And for people to say that, oh, you know, if you go into the military, you choose to do this. Yes, you do. But you have to understand that you don't choose to have the PTSD or the anxiety or injuries and things like that. And people don't get it. And we are a very, very strong community and it is self-supporting. And that's the thing about Dale, who actually set up the hub, the veteran pub and the VC lounge. He is a veteran and he served in the Falklands and he went through a hell of a time. And, you know, and he's actually putting back to people that he knows needs it. And it's so important. And I think we're trying to encourage more people to actually get into this. Yep, we'd love to be able to have the money to do this countrywide, but we don't. So even veterans who come here on holiday with their partners, if you're out and about and you fancy dropping in, we would love to see you. And that's so important.
And the thing is, people visiting from the mainland may be inspired to go back to wherever they live and start something similar.
Yeah.
Or you may find out that there are places that are already operating that perhaps are, you know, not on Facebook or any of the other social media, that perhaps would be great to link with them, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I would agree with you. And I think that's the thing. It's about self-help. And without looking at the sort of overall picture, we need to ensure that we're helping each other. And the one thing that I would say is that the actual craft lounge itself is run by volunteers. We don't get paid to actually facilitate the things that we're doing, but the actual benefit you get out of it as a person is so vital. And I love it when, say, I'm doing an IT session. So I'm an ex-adult education tutor, and I used to do IT and arts and crafts. So I've literally slotted into this perfectly.
How fabulous.
And for me, it's when I have a veteran who comes in and says, I've had to update my phone and this isn't working and I want to throw this in the bin. And I go, hang on a minute, just let's have a look at what the problem is. Mm-hmm. We go through it, we sort it out. And they walk out of the building and they're happy and they're able to use their items again. Things like ordering veterans' IDs online. Mm. A lot of them don't have access to, number one, an up-to-date smartphone. They don't have IT at home. And we need to actually be there to support our older veterans as well. And a lot of them get isolated because they don't have that sort of modern connection. But yes, the assumption is that they should have it. Mm. And I'm sorry to say, that isn't the truth of the matter.
No, I agree. No. It is a difficult thing, isn't it? I mean, I have a personal, well, not me, personal issue, but a member of my family has an issue with that sort of thing. And it is a difficult thing, isn't it?
So you're expected to know.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the thing.
Mm. Absolutely. Now we have Anne Groundsell in the studio with us still, who's going to be chatting about the Veterans Craft Lounge. Now you have some specific events coming up, don't
you? Yes, we do. So we are very, very lucky that we work with some really wonderful local artists on the island. And one of them's Fleur from Portraits by Fleur. And last week she finished her second week of a poppy landscape with some of our veterans.
Wow.
And believe you me, when I looked at one of them, I actually thought it was a photograph. From a distance, it looked like a photograph, but this was actually done in pastels. And she's very kindly offered to actually do another veteran-only art session where they're going to do something a little bit different. But then she also runs some private sessions, and her next one's going to be early July when she's doing otters. So people can actually pay to join her, and some of the proceeds from her classes actually go back into supporting the lounge, which is absolutely wonderful. Then we also have Diane Jones from Wow Shiny Shoes, and she uses not pure gold leaf, but the sort of modern equivalent of it, to make the most fantastic sort of, how could I put it, 1970s glam rock shoes and boots and bags as well. And she'll be running a course a little bit later on this month.
They were actually at the Mary Quant School of Fashion.
Oh, God, yes. Well, somebody actually came in. We've got a pair of her boots on display in the actual studio. And somebody came in and said, do you sell these? And we went, no, but you can actually join the class and make your own. And they sort of looked at me and I went, no, I'm serious. You can actually learn how to do this. So it's really wonderful. We also have a ladies group specifically on a Monday morning, and they are run by Jane, and her little group's called the Crafty Girls Plus One. And the plus one happens to be a veteran male. So, and she facilitates sort of different things, but that's a little closed group, and they're so lovely, and they actually make things for us so that we can actually sell them. And that's the thing, within the lounge itself, when we run different sessions, people can actually choose to make items that we can then sell to bring in profits for the actual lounge itself. And I say profit because everything that's made is made for free. And so we're able to sell them. And then that comes back into actually supporting what we do for our veterans.
Absolutely.
And the emergency services as well. I need to sort of remind people that we're not just there for veterans, we're there for the whole community. And I think initially people had sort of got the wrong end of the stick and were a little bit sort of, oh, it's only veterans. And we're going, actually, no, this is a community project. And being a part of a CIC, which is a community interest company, is so important. What we're doing is we're giving back to our community. But yes, we are facilitating things for a specific group or groups within that.
Yes.
But we're not excluding others, which I think people need to know is so important.
Absolutely. Now, we've been talking about the Veterans Craft Lounge. Whereabouts is it for those that don't know?
Right, so we're at 163 High Street in Ryde. So if you walk up from Union Street and you hit the Castle Pub, which is right next door to us, we're the little shop next door, and then you've actually got the Veterans Hub, which was the very first thing that Dale Hillier set up, and then next door's Poundland. So we're two little shops together, and the craft lounge tends to be open a little bit longer than the actual hub, because the hub's more the sort of social side of things. So if you feel that you just need to go in and have a chat and you want to talk to like-minded people, you can go in, grab a cup of tea or coffee. We've also got a lovely Dr. Kate who comes in and does tapping therapy in there, and we've got a drugs rehab group who actually do talking therapies with people who have drugs problems. We do our Blue Light Thursdays, which is for our emergency services. And we're open there 6 days a week. The lounge at the moment's only open five, but we're hoping to eventually go on to a 6 day week.
That's fabulous. So if people wanted to perhaps make a donation or perhaps find out more about what you do, how can they find out?
Right, well, we actually have a Facebook page. So we are the Veteran Craft Lounge on Facebook. We also have a website. We're part of the hub, as I said. So that's the Veterans Hub Isle of Wight, but IOW rather than the long words, .co.uk. And we do actually have a fundraising page on that. Otherwise, you can come in, you can have a look at what we do, chat to myself and my colleague Tesney, and if you want to leave a donation, you will be more than welcome, and buy something as well that's made by our veterans.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for popping in to visit us today. And it's
and
been
for everything you do as
absolutely
well.
Absolutely fabulous, and well done with everything you do. And if you do have any events or anything you'd like to come back and chat to us about specifically, or anybody else from either the hub or any of the other classes, please do let us know.
Oh, we'd love to do that. And we're really, really grateful that you've actually given us this opportunity to talk about what we're doing for the local community. So
it's
thank you so much.
Absolutely.